Forget the election. This is the night that college basketball begins its season. The defending men's NCAA champion is the University of Florida, which has most of its key players back. Commentator John Feinstein will be watching the season and joins us now. Good morning again, John.
Good morning, Steve.
Any chance Florida could repeat?
There is a good chance Florida could repeat. Now, doing that is extremely difficult in college basketball. Since John Wooden's run of 10 titles in 12 years at UCLA ended in 1975, only Duke in 1991 and 92 has won back-to-back NCAA titles. But Florida has the ingredients because, as you mentioned, most of their key players opted not to go in the NBA draft, notably Joakim Noah, their sophomore center, who was the best player in the country last March. And because of that, Billy Donovan, the coach, has his nucleus back to try to defend that title. So they've got a legitimate shot if they stay healthy.
How did Donovan persuade his players to stay?
That's a very good question because the trend, as you know, is completely the opposite. Look at what North Carolina when they won the national championship in 2005 and four underclassmen jumped to the NBA. That's the way it usually is. But interestingly, Noah, of course, is the son of Yannick Noah, the tennis player, who made a lot of money as a professional tennis player. So it's not like turning pro means he gets to buy his mom a house, which is often the motivator for some of these kids who don't grow up with money, who want to get to their first professional contract.
So Florida's got a strong team. Who are the other serious contenders?
Well, North Carolina's back after last year when they had to play mostly freshmen. Now they've got a great sophomore class and another strong freshman class, and they're certainly a team to watch. Kansas, which has been a disappointment losing in the first round of the NCAA tournament the last 2 years, has a lot of their key players back. But you know what's interesting, Steve? Last year, if you go back and play the tape of our preseason conversation, I will almost guarantee you that I never mentioned Florida, UCLA, LSU, or George Mason, and they were last year's Final Four.
Wow.
Which either shows you that I know nothing about basketball or it's our most unpredictable sport because I wasn't the only one who was 100% wrong a year ago.
Somewhere somebody's firing off an email right now offering their answer to that option, John. But in any case, it is an unpredictable sport and it remains a popular sport even though there doesn't seem to be, as you mentioned, a dynasty of any kind at this time.
You know what I think? If you were to play this era's best college teams against the best college teams of 20 or 30 years ago, the teams of 20 or 30 years ago would win easily because they were juniors and seniors and the kids knew how to play fundamentals. They knew how to box out, none of which basketball players do today. But even in spite of that, the game is as competitive as it ever was. A George Mason can emerge and be a Cinderella story. You have teams from smaller conferences that get to the Sweet 16 the way Wichita State and Bradley did out of the Missouri Valley last year. You don't know. It's not like college football where you and I can sit down and make a list of 10 teams every year and almost for sure one of those teams will be the national champion. You can't do that in college basketball.
One other story we're watching early in the season, John, your old friend Bob Knight is on the brink of a record.
Yeah, he needs 11 wins to get to 880 victories as a college coach, which would push him past Dean Smith at 879 as the winningest coach of all time. He'll probably get it at Texas Tech sometime in December, and then he will spend most of the next month telling people he doesn't care about the record, it doesn't matter to him, and yet it's very important to him because it's the only tangible way that he can prove what he believes deep down, that he's the best college coach of all time.
John, good to talk with you.
Thanks, Steve.
The comments of John Feinstein, author of Vanishing Act, Mystery at the U.S. Open. And once again, the NCAA college basketball men's season begins tonight.